Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good day. Three school buildings in suburban Chicago were closed, and students were sent home on Wednesday after the annual air quality testing of cooling towers found higher than normal levels of the bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease. And while there's breakouts of Legionnaire's around the country, this was very concerning, the school officials said, so they closed the buildings down and sent the kids home. It was a high school, a middle school, and the one that houses central offices and a separate high school program for District U46 that's headquartered in Elgin, northwest of Chicago. They said while the risk of the exposure to the bacteria was low, they had decided in consultation with Kane County Health Department to evacuate the staff and students to safe locations as a precaution. So if you don't know about Legionnaire's disease, it's a type of pneumonia caused by inhaling mist infected with the bacteria Legionella. And it can come from air conditioning units for large buildings. It can come from hot tubs or showers. And so now they said that all their cooling towers are being cleaned and sanitized to remove any trace of the bacteria. And it didn't say when or any illnesses were reported in connection with these findings. But this district serves up to 40,000 students. It's the second largest in Illinois. So the fact is, I'm proud of them for closing the schools rather than start dealing with the after effects of Legionnaires being found in not far from where I live. And I would hope that our school system would do the same thing if they found this bacteria in the air conditioning units. So the three school buildings in Chicago were closed, in suburban Chicago, in Elgin, actually, and they were sent home after their quality test for air control tested positive for the bacteria that causes Legionnaires. And in the next story today, not all trans fats are, as they say, created equal. In a new study, we've always heard that trans fats have been viewed as bad. And in June, the FDA gave food manufacturers 3 years to remove partially hydrogenated oils, which is America's primary source of dietary trans fats, from the nation's food supply. So the food industry was given 3 years to remove these. But the new study suggests that not all trans fats are equal, and some might even be good for you. These German researchers found that naturally occurring trans fats found in dairy and meat products might actually protect the heart. While low levels of the artificial, they're saying, did not seem to pose a health risk. Now, this is going to be a little bit iffy, a little bit controversial, I think, because here is this: these researchers saying that low levels of the artificial trans fats don't even seem to pose a health risk, and yet they are still worried about the higher levels, and it's still going to be a thing because trans fats have been said for so many years now to contribute to so many disease states. So some people are saying to disregard this study and that it raises important questions that we'll need to think about. But right now, the data doesn't suggest that they need to change this law or that anything about the 3-year time frame for getting artificial trans fats out of the American diet seems to need to be changed. So it's just one of those questions that we are pondering and going over here at Radio MD. That's what we're doing at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour. We're talking about the recent news stories that involve health and involve you and what they mean to you. And you know, you can always send me an email if you've got some things you want to talk about. Melanie@RadioMD.com, and we'll talk about them. And at the bottom of the hour, we do the same thing, so feel free to get involved. We have a great show coming up today, so stay tuned and stay well.